God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm glad to see this another resurrection day, reminder of this resurrection day. I could have been on the other side and celebrating, but I thank you for putting me on this side to celebrate, so that you might understand, that you might know that he is a living God. He is a God of love. He's a God of grace and mercy. And to him be the glory for the things he has done. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ?
I don't know what you're coming to do, but I just come to lift up. I come to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to worry about those, hallelujah, that don't want to lift him up, but I'm within myself. I'm going to lift him up because I tell you, it's just good to be alive to see this great, great day that the Lord has set before us once again. Amen. Amen. We have a wonderful lesson this morning. Amen. Witnessing to Christ's resurrection. This is our seventh lesson for April the 22nd, which is Easter Day. Amen. Our lesson text comes from 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, verses 1 through 11. Our golden text for this morning, is, for I deliver unto you, first of
all right,
that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to begin reading before we get into the lesson. We're going to start back there, amen, with Brother Javasht, amen, to go on the cross. Brother Javasht and Sister Barry, but take on.
Go on and read the first verse. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand.
By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain.
For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how to praise God for our sins, according to the scripture.
Yes. For, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12.
After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles.
And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time.
For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Right. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
Read to that.
Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God be the glory. I want to pose a question right now before the church. And the question is,
What do you think your reaction would have been if you had been a witness of the resurrection of Jesus? What do you think your reactions would have been if you had been a witness of the resurrected Jesus?
That's something that no man should never go.
I believe this. I thought about this if I had been there for kind of all of it. I think I've done better by faith.
Yeah.
Where I am now. I don't think
yeah.
I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I would have received
that's
it.
My thought too.
Being there.
But I
would see, I thought about
I'm
this
like that.
Over.
Yeah.
I just wrote it down.
Yeah.
So I like my faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. We in Sunday school. Come on.
Amen. I agree with by faith, because a lot of times, well, I'll say we're scared when it comes to certain things. And so sometimes when things like that happen, it can either push you forward or it can push you way, way back. So I thank God for, he knows where, I thank God for where I am here now.
Amen. Come on, brother Trey.
I probably would say, like kind of like what everybody was saying, it probably would take me a little minute. Just because, like, we're natural-minded people. So, like, if you see something that's of the supernatural, you're like, even, like, nowadays, if someone hears, like, about the word, even, like, ghosts or something like that, people, like, they kind of back up. They, like, well, like, is that real or is it not? So it's kind of like, if you saw, like, someone die and then come back to life, the first thing you'd be thinking is, like, now, hold up. Like, is this what's going on? Like, this ain't right. So, like, I understand, like, how it took them time, but they got to it eventually. So I'll probably have the same answer. Over time, I probably will get there. I don't know about just the first minute, though, so.
Amen. Come on, brother, get going.
I probably would have been like, nah. It's like, I don't want to do it. No offense, but I ain't think you be like you.
Amen. Y'all right, I'm talking. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me shock you a little bit here.
All right.
As a Christian,
uh-huh.
What you do and how you respond right now says it all.
Hmm.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Let me say it again. As a Christian, mm-hmm. what you do and how you respond right now says it all about what you believe. And you're right. You're right on it. If it had not been for faith.
Yeah, Lord.
If it had not been
yeah.
for belief.
Yeah.
I don't know how I could have taken that.
Nah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
We can go all through the scripture and we find out that they had a lot of, you know, unbelief. They had a lot of disbelief. That, we'll find out that some of them almost lost their mind. Well, one person almost lost his mind and God had to put it back in order was Potiphar. Pilate, he almost lost his mind when he saw that Jesus had resurrected, when he saw that Jesus was among those 12 disciples, and where he had been following them for almost because you remember he was the one that said, "I wash my hands. I'm not gonna deal with this." That was his thought about it. And so he followed Jesus afar off, as some of us do. We see things going on, and we just don't care. You know, we wash our hands from it, but at the same time, we want to be involved. We want to say something. We want to do something, but at the same time, because of unbelief, because it has a tendency to make us feel like we're crazy, don't believe. You want to investigate. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing, or did you do the right thing? Come on. You want to make sure, are you doing the right thing, or did you do the right thing? And when you put did you do it to the right thing, you're going to do something about it. Amen? Amen. Think about that. You're going to do something about it. If you thought and you had unbelief, you have to research this thing. And I'm sure the disciples, even though Jesus had told them several times in their conversation, you know, that what was going to happen to him, that the Son of Man is going to be whipped, the Son of Man is going to be spit on, the Son of Man is going to be abused, misused, but he tells us, don't you worry about it, because everything's going to be all right. And I'm only taking all this because God talks. I'm only taking all of this because I'm God. You can't hurt me like y'all hurt one another. Come on, somebody.
All right.
You can't hurt me like you hurt one another. And so I know what I'm doing. And what I'm doing it for your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I thought about last week how Sister Krista Glover has done such a wonderful job on last week. It's kind of put chills in my bone. It made me research some things even in my own life and in my own thoughts. It was really chilling to my soul, like, man, some of the thoughts and some of the persuasion that was put forth that day. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. I said, you know, these lessons are right on time.
Yep.
First we talk about the Lord's Supper, how holy it was, and how God had ordained this particular thing. And it also talked about how we have to accept this the Lord's Supper by faith.
Yeah.
We have to accept it and receive it for the reason in which it was done. This is my body that was broken up for you. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Same thing, he took the cup after he had supped, saying, "This is my blood in the New Testament." As often as you drink it, you do in remembrance of me. But the problem there was, Jesus wasn't standing there before me. So I had to believe by faith. That's very important that you understand what I'm saying right now. I had to believe that God, Jesus Christ, had set this up for me by faith. You all gave wonderful suggestions and wonderful thought about what would have happened or what would you have done during that time. And I love a lot of you all's answer. I would not take it so well back then, and I thank God for faith.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I said I thank God for faith. Yeah. This is a real thing. You might not understand, but this is a real thing, and this is a end thing from faith to faith.
Yeah.
Meaning, in no other way, I'm going to get this connection, amen, with my God, except by faith and except if I believe what he said. Because I wasn't there. Hallelujah. You were not there. And many others were not there.
Right.
Some mothers, some grandmothers, and some grandfathers, and great-grandfathers, and some great-great-great was not there when this particular thing happened. Remember, this happened 2,000 years ago. And I don't know anybody of that age right now that can tell me about that. So I have to go according to the scriptures.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
I got to believe what I read. Hallelujah.
Right.
If there's no other way that I'm going to make it, and no other way I'm going to be accepted into this kingdom that Jesus has set up for us down here on earth, except I believe. Say this to you right now. Evidently, thank you, Jesus. Evidently, you have some faith and belief about God because you wouldn't be here right now. Give yourself a hand clap. You got more belief than you think you have. You have more faith than you think you have because you would not have been here on this Easter Sunday if it had not, or you had not believed this gospel.
All
right. I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. If you had not believed this gospel, then you would not have been here. You would have no reason to be here. Because of your unbelief, he couldn't do no miracles. Come on, somebody. Because you didn't believe that he died for you. You didn't believe that he was buried. You didn't believe that he resurrected on that third day.
Right.
And many have proven that today. Just walk outside today. Just drive in your car today. They're washing their cars. They're driving their car. They're in the park. They're doing this and they're doing that. But somebody is doing everything that God wants them to do. Meaning this, if you're in church this morning, or you're in church this evening, or if you have any thoughts about church today, you have to think of it by faith. And you have to believe the gospel story. Because if you don't believe the gospel story, what is your reason for being here? Satan? Did you get that? You either here to fight against God,
all right,
or you here to fight with God.
That's right.
You either on his side or you either off his side. Ain't no other way. But I want to commend each and every one of you. I want to commend everybody around the world who's sitting in some church. You know, Easter is one of the most recognized, celebrated church function that is in the whole wide world. And I want to commend everybody all over the land who's sitting in front of some sitting inside some church and in front of some preacher, some member, some deacon, some choir, some whatever, some usher, some, it does not matter. If you're here today, even if you didn't believe, it tells me that you are on your way, you believe something, pilot. Did you get that? You believe in something, pilot, because you went to church on Easter Sunday. If you didn't believe something or thought about something, you would not. I'm talking to sinners who have not accepted Jesus Christ. I'm talking to that one who know not Jesus Christ yet, but something within you brought you to church, sent you in the pew, sent you in the choir, sent you behind the pulpit, set you in the midst of other believers. Something inside of you you're warring with. Are you seeking an answer? Or you know the answer already. Hallelujah. And hopefully that those, I'm not really reaching out to those that know Jesus, but I'm reaching out to those that don't know Jesus.
Right.
I'm reaching out to those who have not celebrated and understood that Jesus has paid it all for each and every one of us to be able to gather together today. Hallelujah. I don't care what church, I don't care what your denomination, I don't care if you're black, white, brown, it does not matter. But Jesus has paid it all for you and I to give him some praise and respect his resurrection day. God wants all the praise and he wants all the glory. And so whatever happens today, whether you be saved or sinner, it's all going to work together. But God's good.
Yeah.
Remember, they said, he said, hey, look at them casting out them demons and they knowing all this stuff. He said, hey, don't worry about them. They don't even like you. He said, don't worry about that. Hey, what they doing it for my glory. They doing them. I'm gonna get the benefit from it. If they casting it out in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get the benefit, Satan. It does not matter. But Satan has a way of trying to transform us and push us away from God. But that's why you need him to push you toward God. Hallelujah. And you got to give God who real proof and benevolence of who he really is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you are truly a witness of Christ in some way or some form. Even if you do not know him, you're still a witness if you're in a church or if you thinking about him on this day, you are part of the plan. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what this lesson is. It really brings us to. It brings us to an understanding of believing this by faith. Just as you believe the Lord's Supper was set up by Jesus Christ and you wasn't there. And he did feed his disciples. Y'all remember that. He did have a last supper with them. And y'all remember that. And he did eat with them. And he did put something in their hearts. And he did put something on their mind. And he did regulate the world through what he had done for the world today. And that's why another reason you ought to give Jesus all the praise and glory. You were so far away from God. You know, it's a funny thing. You can be right here in church and your mind begin to wander somewhere else. And God said, hey, get your mind on me. This is a great day here. I want all the praise and I want all the glory. It seems like when I woke up this morning, I woke up with my mind on Jesus. I was driving down the street, and all of a sudden, I looked at my gas meter, and I said, I got gas to make it there, but I said, let me go on and get me some gas right quick, and I whipped on in there. And as I whipped on in there, I got out of my truck to go and get some gas, but I did not remember what number it was. And as I walked, I looked back and I saw the number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I said, completion! Jesus completed it all!
Oh,
it was a reminder to me. I did not know that was number 7 that I had driven in, but he reminded me that everything had already been completed. And I began to give him praise in that, as I was walking and I spoke to the young lady in there, I said, happy Easter. She couldn't hear me. The devil just had her ears all barbed and all she was busy, waiting on customers and what have you. I said, happy Easter. And then she still didn't say nothing. And so I kind of did. I said, happy Easter. She said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You see, the devil didn't want her to hear about Easter.
Yeah.
He didn't want her to hear about the resurrected day. But God made sure I was a witness on my first transaction today and tell him, this is the resurrection day. Happy Easter. And she said, oh, happy Easter, And me, walking away, I was so excited about what I did and what I had just said, and I walked right into a whole bunch of things. I almost knocked over everything. I said, oh, look at me. What I'm trying to say, every time you do good, evil, and present at the same time, the devil didn't like what I did. And he tried to block her ears to not hear what I'm saying. But God said, no, you can't stop me. You can't. And he even tried to trip me up. I mean, I almost knocked this. I don't know what it was, but a whole lot, it was a lot of soft stuff. And that whole thing, I turned around and turned right into it. I had to catch it. I said, oh, look at me. That's me. And so what I'm trying to tell y'all, if you don't get God in your mind and in your heart, if you don't walk this walk by faith and belief, you're in trouble. Because there's no other way you're going to get by in this life without walking by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And to all that believe, he gave them
power.
Yes. Hallelujah. To become the son and daughter of God. And so all this stuff is part of our life. And we got to understand that God is working out a plan, a special master plan already been prepared and set before you. The table has already been set. He just asked you to come dine now.
That's right.
Come eat.
That's right.
Come eat. You know, it's nothing like going to somebody's house. Come eat. Y'all gonna go to somebody's house today and they're gonna have some barbecue or whatever they gonna have. It already cooked and everything. You ain't have to cook it. Come on. You smell it in the air even before you get there. I feel barbecue all in the air right now. And so I know somebody is preparing something. Come on. I know somebody is preparing something for somebody. Hallelujah. And if you're not, smelling barbecue, you're going to go somewhere. Come on. It's Papa Joe's food is already cooked. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? The Mexican food place is already cooked. All you got to come in and do is pay and dine. Hallelujah. Pay and dine. Pay for what you're about to eat. Well, Jesus already set the table for you. He's already set the table for it. It's paid for. That's the difference with Jesus than circular world. He ain't asking you for no money.
Right.
And he wants you to get full as you can get. And you know, it's nothing like getting full of the Spirit. It seems like you can't get enough of that. You can eat more and more and more and more and more. You don't see folks get sit there and eat you. They get so full. They go, they can't even move. They ate so much. What I'm trying to say, a lot of those places today gonna be all you can eat for so much money. But Jesus said, you don't have to pay a thing for this.
All right.
I have resurrected. I paid it all. All you got to do is believe and just come to the table and eat. Somebody say, table. Come to the church. To the table. That is the table today.
Yeah.
The church. Let me show you in the scripture. The church is his table to eat at today.
Yeah.
Don't cost you nothing to go to church. Why do you think so many of them go there on Easter Sunday? It don't cost them nothing to go to church. It don't cost you nothing to go to church. If you believe and if you don't believe. Come on, somebody. Y'all catch that in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Just go to church. Hallelujah. Just give God some praise and glorify him on this very, very special, exciting day. It's an exciting day for me. I don't know about you, man. I'm just glad to be alive and glad to have not a dead God, but a resurrected God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I got a resurrected God right now. And nobody's going to make me not believe that he has done what he said he's going to do. According to the scripture.
Right.
It's been fulfilled. Look at this.
Glory, hallelujah.
Moreover, brethren,
all right.
I declare unto you the gospel, which I preach to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, or which you believe. I'm only giving you what I have gathered. And I gather this through the scripture. It's sort of like a capsule here. If you know anything about a capsule or a pill called a capsule, you know how you have a capsule pill. And in that pill, you have two sides to it. And what is inside that pill, in between that pill or inside of that pill, is some kind of medicine for you. And that medicine is to help you, to make you well, it could be something in there to blow up your mind and make you act crazy. Are you catching on to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be full of dope, or it could be full of healing power. And it's pushed all together under this one capsule. And it, what's inside the capsule is the thing that keeps you responding. You're going to respond to what's in the capsule. And whatever medicine that might be, if it's drugs or if it's medicine for, you know, the health of your body, whatever is in there, the two sides that pushed into that, it's all pushed under this one pill where you only see one thing. You see the capsule. Well, Paul said, I'm giving you the capsule of what I've seen. I'm giving you the capture of this side and that side. And I'm showing you how it's all pushed together to work together for the good, for those that love God and call according to his purpose. Now, the real point is what's in the side of the two capsules, the two pieces that put together, what's inside. Meaning, the real capture is what's inside of you, not what's outside of you. But what's inside of you is what you're going to respond to. Did you get that? What's really on the inside of the two capsules that's been put together is you're going to respond to that. So Paul says to them, he said, moreover, brother, I declare to you, That's what's inside this capsule. There's something special inside of this capsule. And I want you to understand that you're going to, and the only thing you're going to do is respond to what's on the inside of the capsule, not what's on the outside. I don't care if it's blue and red. I don't care if it's yellow and black. It does not matter. But what's on the inside of it is what we respond. What's on the inside of you is the way you respond. And a lot of times you don't know the responding of what's on the inside till you bring it out. Till after you take it. Till after you mix it with the water. Till after you, watch this, until after you mix what's on the inside of you with the word of God. When you mix it up, something happens. You either gonna believe or you gonna disbelieve.
Yeah.
Or you on your way to getting well, or you gonna die if you don't do what you need. Are you following what I'm saying? This is life, y'all. This is life. And so what I'm bringing to you what I receive and how I am sucking off what's in the capsule. Not what's on the outside of the capsule. They got some capsules that melt real easy. But then they got some capsules that seem like it take a long time for it to get to. Come on. Yes. It takes so long for it to break open to get what's in there. Well, that's sinner, folks. That's sinner folk. It takes a long time to break in their heart what's on the inside to bring out on the inside that there is a healing for them. There is some deliverance for them. There is a savior for them. You know, you have to work with this thing. You have to work with it. And thank God, water softened it up. Thank God, the word of God on the inside of you softened it up. And so what I'm bringing to you is what's on the inside is called preach. Did you catch that? I'm preaching what's on the inside of me. And I'm bringing it to you, and it's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? He died, was buried, and he resurrected. That's all I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you what I have received, what I am declaring is the truth of God. And so he said, Paul says here, he said, which you receive and in which you stand or which you believe, but also you are saved.
Glory.
You are saved through what you believe on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You are saved in that pressed capsule that been whatever on the inside of that capsule, whether it is of the devil or of Jesus Christ, you have been captured. And you have been smushed together between these two sides of a capsule. Right, wrong, sinner, saved, lie, truth, right, left, up, down. Whatever in that capsule, and you have drank the water, so to speak, or the word of God has begun to work in your life, you're going to respond to it. Mm-hmm. After you take medicine, you respond to the medicine. Sometimes they got to try this, and they got to try this and that, because sometimes you're allergic to it. Yeah. And you don't know until after you take it.
Yeah.
Sometimes folks are allergic to the belief and the faith in Jesus Christ until they touch it. Until it touched them. Then they know the reaction of what it is. Oh, come on, somebody. Hear what I'm saying today. I'm trying to help you understand this resurrection. This resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so now that it have worked for you, now you found out that, watch this, that Tylenol or break your headache. You catching on to what I'm saying? You find out that Tylenol worked every time for you. And there wasn't no allergic action. You didn't throw up or you didn't throw out. But you accepted the Tylenol. You accepted the Tylenol and you said, hey, that headache is gone. This is what we have to believe about this resurrection. Just like you depend on Tylenol to take your headache away, just like you can take your heart pill, your blood pressure pill, as you believe this, follow what I'm saying? It becomes part of who you are. And so now you're able to help somebody else take the right medicine. You can say, this worked for me. And it might work for you. But then it might not work for them. All you doing, watch this, I'm just giving you a suggestion. I'm telling you that Jesus resurrected and your problems are all over. He died for your sin. He was buried. I'm giving you the solution. Now you can pick out and you can choose and accept the solution that I just gave you. That's called preaching. See, all preaching ain't done behind a pulpit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's preaching is done what's in your life.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything you have gone through is your preaching story.
Right.
Whether you was a prostitute 10 years ago, whether you was a liar, a backbiter 10 years ago, everything in you comes out to who you are today.
Yeah.
And some things, watch it, some things you need to work on. Some things you have worked on. Are you catching on to what I'm saying? And so all I'm doing is preaching within me and what I declare, on the inside of me, I'm giving to you. Now you believe what I say.
Yeah.
Now since you believe what I'm saying, it ought to be something what? Change in your life.
That's right.
It ought to be a difference. You ought to be able to understand things a little clearer, a little better. Watch this. Then he said, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast to that word which I preach to you. Thank you, God. I'm not trying to give you something that's going to harm you.
Right.
I'm trying to give you something to help you. Why are you getting mad at me because I preach? Why are you getting mad because I already experienced some things in life and I want to share it with you and let you know to go this way or not to go this way? Are you following what I'm saying? Why are you mad at me because I'm preaching? A lot of folks are mad at the preaching of your life because they don't understand your life. Some don't even want your life. Somebody don't even care about it. If you're a backbiter or a liar, they just don't want it. And so I'm only giving you something for your good. I'm not trying to tear you down. I'm not trying to abuse you, misuse you. But I'm trying to open up your mind to understand that what I'm trying to give you it's far better for your life. If you knew that if you did this, this gonna happen. If you didn't do this, this was gonna happen. It helps your life to be better. So don't get mad when folks come up to you and say, hey, that's not right. Or people come up to you and say, you know, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell who to sock it to. You see what I'm saying? And so we got to understand this method of how God is setting it up and the freedom that he's giving us, you know, through the preaching of the gospel. The gospel is our means and way of making it through this life that's already been paid for by Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. They go together. You can't take the Lord's Supper without having the drink to go with it. You can't believe that God, that Jesus didn't die and was buried and resurrected. If you take any one of them away from it,
all right,
you have no savior. You have no safety net. Because you can't take the Lord's Supper consists of crackle cane and wine. The resurrection of Christ, it has the texture of being buried, dying, and being buried and resurrected. Mm-hmm. That's something we got to grab in our minds, y'all. You said a lot of you think about faith. Thank God for faith right now. I really thank God for faith right now.
Yeah.
I really truly thank him for faith. I could not have handled that back there. I probably wouldn't have been a believer. I probably would have been like Peter and every one of the others. I probably was running. I probably did everything. But to see a dead man, not only a dead man, but a man that did no wrong die. For me, oh, I would have so much guilt on me, and you want to know, you got guilt on you right today. You got guilt on you right today for what Jesus already done. You know why you have guilt on you for what Jesus already done? Let me help you understand why. Because he said, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Now, we are witnesses of God. We are witnesses of Jesus through the scripture. I don't know any other way. I weren't there, and you weren't there when he died on that cross. But because of the Bible, and I believe the Bible, and the Bible said he died, was buried, and resurrected, according to the scripture. According to the scripture means according to the word of God.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
According to the word of God, he died, he was buried, and he resurrected.
Yeah.
And that's why you celebrate this resurrection today.
All right.
Y'all ain't kissing over there yet. I ain't nobody in this power yet. I know too much about him. I read my Bible. I study my Bible. I talk my Bible. I walk my Bible. I live my Bible. And all that determines my life that Jesus has already paid for. Look here, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. It says, if you hold fast to that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. Now, if you believe it in vain, now, if you don't believe what I'm preaching, or if you ain't, you're not ready to accept what I'm preaching, and you still running around me and hanging around me, and you don't believe what I'm saying and what I'm doing and all that, then you believe it in vain. Where is your faith then?
Yeah.
You don't have no faith. Look what it says. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received.
Yeah.
I'm giving you what I received.
Yeah.
What did I receive? That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures.
Yeah.
Paul reminded the Corinthians of the basic that they must believe in order to be saved. That Christ died for our sin, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He rose on the third day.
Yeah.
The third day, the number 3 day, he rose, and not only did he just rose, but he rose with all power was in his hand. And so we are witnesses of him through the church, his body.
Yeah.
We are witness to him through our faith in what we believe. And we are witness to him on how we go out and tell somebody about what he's done. That's what a witness do. Church, your life, your faith,
yeah,
and going out and telling somebody.
Yeah. Right.
About this Christ who died and was resurrected. He had, you see, he didn't rise from the dead just to rise from the dead, but by rising from the dead, Jesus effected and declared his victory over sin and death, and prove that he is God. He proved that he's God. He's the only one that done that.
All right.
He ought to do nothing else to make you believe. It's up to you now to believe that this happened. This gospel story happened. It says, if he had not risen, our faith would be meaningless. Paul tells us, if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain without a foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means your life don't have a foundation to it. And you need a foundation to your life.
Yeah.
Everybody has a foundation. Your life started with a foundation. What foundation? Started with the foundation of a word said, hey, mama and daddy, get together. And mama, daddy, and would leave his mother, the father, cleave to a wife, and they should come become one flesh, and they gonna have some children. And if it had not been for the plan of God, how he worked that out to bring you here. Don't you know you were planned by God to get here?
Yeah.
And he needed Adam and Eve. You didn't know you were playing. That was the plan that he made so that you will become one flesh. How do you become one flesh? You become one flesh when a man and a woman come together and one baby come out. That's one flesh. Now we're having two babies, three babies, 12 babies. But they're all coming out as one. That was God's plan. That was his plan. For a man and a woman to get together and bring out a flesh. And they shall be one flesh. And out of my mama and my daddy, left and right, male and female, they brought forth that. They brought forth me. And every one of us came out that way. You was already predestined. You were already set where God wants you to be. Because he didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here right now. So you ought to give him praise for right now. I don't care what situation you're in. You ought to give him praise right now. Because you got a life. And you have a life because you believe that God was the Son of God.
All right.
And so it says, and that he was buried, he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he was seen by Cephas, that's Peter. He was seen by Peter, then by the 12. He was seen by the 12 disciples. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. Yeah. Of whom the greater part remained to the present. But some have fallen asleep. Some have died. He said, not believing this gospel. Not believing that they are children of God. Not believing that God has died for you. Not believing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, after that, he was seen by James. That's his closest brother.
Yeah.
He was seen by his brother. And it doesn't just mean like your brother or brother, biological brother, but somebody saw in your life that you had a change in your life. Some another Christian saw that you had a change in your life. You wasn't the same old thing. You're not doing the same old thing. And let me tell you, you might seem to be doing the same old thing, but every day is a new day. Did you catch that? To you, it might seem that you're doing the same old day, same old thing, but you're not doing the same old thing because it's another day. It's another day. So even though his brother saw him, the 500 saw him at once. This was being a witness. That's all they were doing, being witness to us today.
Yeah.
So that we can believe the scriptures. We've got to believe the scriptures. 500 were seen. The 12 saw him. Peter saw him. Paul goes on a little further. He said, all of them saw you. And I'm telling you the gospel story here. I'm telling you how to be a witness. Have you seen any change in anybody that you witnessed to, that you preached to? If you've seen a change, that means you're on your job. It means that he didn't die in vain. It means that you believe that he resurrected. With the power for me to talk to you, to deal with you. You follow what I'm saying? It means something in my life. And so I'm just sharing with what it means in my life, and I want to help your life. I want to help your life, but I can't make you believe. I can't make you have faith. But let me tell you, each one of y'all got a bit of faith.
Each one of y'all got a little bit of belief. You just haven't activated it to its fullness. Example, when y'all came in here today, neither one of you came in and felt the seat that you sitting in right now. You didn't come feel that seat, say, "This don't hold me." That didn't even cross your mind. You just climbed, came in here, clumped your big butt down in one of those chairs. You didn't go and say, "Is this gonna hold me?" So evidently you had some faith and you had some belief, because you didn't sit there and try to figure it out. You didn't feel the chair to see if it can hold you. You just sat down. And what's so good about it, it does not matter how big you are or how small you are, the chair you sat in, it held you. It held you. Are y'all following what I'm saying? That means God can hold you. It does not matter who you are. Does not matter what you've been through. Does not matter what you have to go through. Does not matter what you're going through right now. God can hold you because of the resurrection. He can hold you, thanks to God. Not that you got down in a chair and you heard the preaching. What you going to do when you leave here? What you going to do when you leave here? I just told you, you got some faith, and all you need to do is exercise it. I just told you, you got some belief. All you got to do is exercise it. Don't you know exercise will put you in top shape? Did you not know if you exercise your faith, you'll be in top shape? Did you not know if you exercise your belief, you'll be in top shape? Quit being so lazy and do something with your belief and do something with your faith. Because Jesus has risen from the dead. You have the power. You can do everything and anything you want to do, because God did it all. He did it all. And he never failed. He never failed. So you can do it. What you hear, do something with what you hear. Do something with what you believe. Stand on your right. Let me know you're right. Fight for it. Make me a believer, Archie. Whatever it is, make me believe that you believe and you have faith in what you stand for. Do something about it.
Yeah.
Let me see your medicine in the capsule. What is your medicine? What is your life? If you believe in something, you are going to do it. If you believe you can sing, keep working with it. Exercise. You going to sing. I mean, you going to find. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Well, whenever you exercise, you're going to get a response of perfection. And that's because of what Jesus already did. He makes you perfect. You can't be perfect without him. So he makes you perfect. Are y'all following what I'm saying, y'all? I hope I'm saying something that would understand. But you got to work with your belief and you got to work with your faith. If I believe I can jump off the top of that building and I have the faith, then ain't nothing going to happen to me. Then guess what? I need to put that faith to work. I need to put that belief to work. And if I believe it and I have the faith that Jesus has given me through his resurrection, guess what? When I hit the ground, I'm going to hit the ground standing. I'm not going to break a leg or whatever. But see, right now, because of my age and stuff, you can't push me. I ain't gonna try to jump out no tree. I know better than that. I got faith and belief to know that I ain't gonna do that. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Because I know that my bones ain't handling now. And I don't think my bones can handle it then. Because I seen folks younger than me jump out buildings and kill themselves. But it's what was in the capsule. Did you catch that? When they jumped out, what was in that capsule that was in their body made them think they can fly like Superman. I can fly! That's why you got to be careful what's in the capsule. Because it affects you. It can harm you or it can help you. And so this is all to do with your belief and your faith. This is all about being a witness. What kind of witness are you today? Do you believe what you're saying or you not? If you don't believe what you're saying, I don't need you. You see what I'm saying? Do you believe who you are? If you don't believe who you are, I don't need you. Are y'all catching on with them? I'm trying to help you understand this resurrection day. People ain't going to talk about this kind of stuff. They won't talk about it getting up and doing the celebration, but understand why you celebrate. Understand why you shout. Understand why you're running around. Understand why you're clapping your hands. Understand songs and understand preach word and teach word. Understand one another. And when you get all of that in you, guess what? You can be a witness for Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And he has already laid the story out for us. He put it in the book. The Bible, the book of life. Yeah. Everything you need is in the book of life. Every question that you're searching for is in the book of life. Every answer that you need is in the book of life. It's in the Bible, y'all. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you to be a witness to Christ's resurrection. Don't. If you know you can't do that, don't do it. But you only make become a false witness.
Yeah.
You don't believe it? I don't believe it. You don't think you can drive? And I don't think you can drive either. I ain't getting in there with you. Are you following what I'm saying? Make a believer out of me. Get in there and show up. Drive around the racetrack going 100 miles an hour and don't get home and come out perfect. Oh, then I'll say something in you. Because that kind of faith ain't in me. To drive 100 miles an hour around the track. But if you got the faith, maybe if I work with my faith, work with my belief, maybe I'll run you. I'll probably go around two tracks. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? It's all according to my belief and according to my faith and according to what I say. So you know, did you not know people work better by what they see you do than what you say?
Yeah.
Because they don't understand words.
Yeah.
So make a believer out of me by what you do, not all the time about what you say. Are you following what I'm saying? I respond to, if I see you can run across the street and not get hit, I'm going to try to if I want to go across the street. But I might not want to go across the street. And then I might not have a faith and a belief to run across the street like you. Maybe you've done something crazy. I don't want to do your crazy thing. You believe it. Help me. God bless you that you believe that. But I don't want to do that. But you know, I'm not going to fuss at you or fight at you about what you just did. That's your business. Say business. That's your business. Say that's my business. So if it's my business, I'm not a busybody. I'm not getting in your business because I don't like that. You see what I'm saying? So you can't make me like that. If I don't like Oprah, I just don't like Oprah. You can't make me like Oprah. Now, maybe after a while, when I need a change in my life, maybe I try one Oprah. You see what I'm saying? And I might find out that Oprah is good. You see what I'm saying? But if you ain't eating the Oprah, you pushing it on me to eat, I'm not going to eat it. You see what I'm saying? If you're not, you want to tell me about being fit and being shaped, and you don't want to be fit and shaped, and you ain't doing nothing to be fit and shaped, and you all out around. No, I don't like your diet. I don't like what's working for you. But I respect you. That's what you want. That's what you want. But I don't want to be big and round. Are y'all following what I'm saying? And I'm not talking against nobody. When I say big and round, I'm talking about the world. I don't want you thinking about no people. Somebody thought they first thing on their mind is people. I'm talking to, I don't want to be big and round. I believe that for God, who is big and round, who can hang stars in the sky, moon and sun, who can divide water from land, who made an atmosphere. I'm talking about big and round. This is what Jesus proved to us that God has done. He's big and round. You ought to say that, big and round. Big and round and right here on the ground. Right here on the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so all I'm trying to help you to do is be a witness for what you say. This lesson is about really believing and having faith in what you believe and what you say. You know, people can say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get up in the morning. They can really say that and don't get up. Because I did that last night. I'm going to get up. I don't get up in the morning. I didn't get up. And so what if I told you, I'm going to get up. You heard him get up too. You see what I'm saying? What would you have thought about me and my getting up? You would say, you nothing but a liar. You ain't nothing but a liar. Now I just stepped out there and I got up and you still running late. But guess what? I got the blessing because I got up on what you said. I work with what you said. I work. I did what you said. So it works for my good, not your good, lazy. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? This is life, y'all. This is the reality of life. But I left here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'm going to get up. And God said, nope. I left the church. 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just knew I had enough strength to get up. So I said, no, lay down, little Negro. You need some rest. You need a little more rest. And that's why God said, don't plan on what you're going to do unless you ask him.
That's right.
I should say, God, get me up. Get me up, God. I need to get here. But since I didn't, he knows what's best for me. And I guess I went. And then when I realized time, I had to jump up and get all speedy head. Look all deep, trying to hurry up and get everything together. But I'm together. I say that. I'm together. But I'm together. And I'm clean on the inside and outside. I just want you to know, I didn't just put no clothes on. I bathe. I put deodorant on. What you see is what you get, is what I am. And some things take a little special time. They take a little special time. And I'm running over like this because I don't see any differences. I'm talking to us today.
Yeah.
And I want us to understand what it really means to be a witness for God.
Right. Yeah.
If I can't give you this and give you an understanding of this, you're going to walk out of this door and Easter is going to be just like any other day.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? You ain't going to have nothing in your spirit. Nothing. Why? Because I didn't give you nothing to put in your spirit. Yeah, I mean, I was reading, studying, and praying, and a whole lot of things through the night. Hearing stuff, all and stuff, but I still say that. Stuff falling everywhere, sounding like somebody walking all in the roof. But I kept my head in that word. And the Spirit of God overtook me and said, do what you got to do. Because I want you to tell my people tomorrow what it really means to be a witness. What it really means to believe and have faith. And God worked with me. He worked with me, y'all. He worked with me. And you know, sometimes it's better than others. You know, sometimes I get up here, I'm just talking to you saying, shut up, pal. Sit down somewhere. But sometimes I get up and saying, you got to pay attention. Because I'm giving you the truth. And the truth of him? Make you free. It'll make you free. Yeah. And so, now that we've seen the witnesses, listen, first, the witness was with Peter, the personal thing. Then the witness was with his 12 disciples. That's his teaching through the 12. And then it went from the one, from Peter, it went to the 12, then it went to 500. Then it went to even those closer to him, his brother. Did y'all see the picture here? And then it stretched out a little more, because God didn't want to miss nobody. Look what Paul said. He said, in verse 7, he said, now let's read the part of verse 6. It said, and he was seen by 500 brethren at once, to whom the greater part remained to the present. Meaning they caught on to that. They realized that, you know, it's one thing. And you know what's so funny about this? Yeah, let me tell you something about your life. Your life and my life is not the same. But guess what? All our lives is based around Jesus Christ. So when I give you my view, that's my view. When you give me your view, that's your view. So that makes the number go up. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm seeing by, if we saw Jesus' resurrection by one, and then we go and see it by 12, and then we go and see it by 500, because everybody is not going to see it like you see it. That's why that number went up to 500. Because everybody got a viewpoint. You heard somebody say, I hear your views, but I don't respect your views. And ain't nothing wrong with that. We can disagree to be disagreeable. I mean, we can highly be agreeable, but whatever, y'all know what I'm saying. Agree to what?
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. We can do that. And then we do that, guess what? I like you like you are, and you ought to like me like I am. If I'm a hell raiser, you receive me as a hell raiser. If you're not a hell raiser, then that's your business. I'm a hell raiser. You may not be a hell raiser. But you know what? I respect you not being a hell raiser. And you ought to respect me, righteous. You ought to respect me as being a hell raiser. Because sometimes you need to be a hell raiser to some folks that don't listen. But then you need to learn from some that's not a hell raiser. Come on, y'all. Look at God work here. He's working it out. And that don't matter who you are. So you see about 500. And then he said, the remainder to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by the apostle, then by the apostle. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as righteous, as one born out of due time. before I even came. He saw exactly how I was going to be. In due time, I wasn't here yet.
Yeah.
It's just like you wasn't here this morning when you wasn't here till you got here.
Yeah.
So that was a due time.
Yeah.
So due time is you're here now.
Yeah.
And so he said, now it's time to be a witness. He said, now he's talking about himself. He becomes personal. I don't care about you 500 songs. I don't care about the 12 songs. I don't care about the kids songs.
Yeah.
That's all good, you know. Thank you for the, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Not right now. You know why I don't care? Because I need to see him for myself.
Yeah.
Come on, put those hands together. Yeah. I need to see him for myself. Yeah. I'm not even worthy. Because I persecuted a Christian. So I know I'm not worthy to be able to give God praise and for God to receive me like I am. For God has received me like I am. And guess what? God has received you like you are. You ought to give God a hand clap right there. He received you like you are. Nobody made you but God. Hallelujah. Nobody made you but God. That's what give God. That's what we're going to give God all the praise. And all of the glory. Look what he said. Then he said, last of all, he was seen by me also as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles. And you ever felt like that? Because you in this, watch it, catch it. You all in this boat all by yourself. Nobody just like you. Nobody think like you. Nobody look like you. Nobody act like you. You just all in this boat, all by yourself. And that's a lonely feeling, to be in this boat all by yourself. I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying, to be in a boat all by yourself. Just imagine this. You got a big old ship on the ocean. And you're the only one. Watch this. Y'all better get this. Look at me, everybody. You're the only one in this ship, a big old ship sailing on the sea. You're the only one in there. You got all kinds of departments and everywhere. You can be anywhere on that ship, but you're the only one on there. Let me tell you what the problem with that is. It looks good that you're the only one on that ship, but when trials and troubles come and you have to call on somebody and you need somebody and you're the only one in there, what you gonna do? That's the thing. You got a big old ship floating on the ocean, but you're the only one in this ship. Meaning you feel like nobody understands you, nobody this, and nobody that, and you are by yourself. Now you need somebody to talk to. You about to have a heart attack, you can't even call on nobody. You're in this ship all by yourself. You so proud. You think you know it all. And now you came to a point in your life where you really need somebody. And there's nobody there to cheer you on. Nobody there to say, hey, let me take you to the hospital. Nobody there to say, hey, let me sit down and talk to you. You got to do all this. But where the comfort come in, man. This is where the comfort come in. Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected. You can be in the ship all by yourself if you got Jesus with you.
Yeah,
all
right.
That's the key. Give God some praise. I need you, but I don't need you. Because I got God on the inside of me. He's going to make sure whatever happens or whatever goes on, if I believe in him and I have faith in him, he's going to get me by whatever it is that I need to get by. Y'all see how easy that is? I know it seems hard, but it's really easy. When you understand the word of God, when you understand the power that he possessed through his resurrection, when you understand that, you ain't got to worry about what nobody said, but then ain't nothing like having somebody there when you're going through something.
Yeah.
to talk to just receive an answer. I remember this, and it never has left my mind. I was a butcher, and I was behind the counter, and this thought went in my mind. Watch me, y'all. This thought went in my mind. You're going to die. You're going to die. And the thought began to get stronger. And the thought began to get stronger and stronger. And I'm behind the counter. Ain't nobody back there. And the thought began to get so strong. I'm thinking in my mind, maybe I might drop dead anytime. I said, I got to do something. And so what I did, I walked from behind the counter. I was just looking for anybody just to say something, to put a word in me, to say something to me so I wouldn't drop dead. Because, I mean, that feeling was so strong and so powerful. I really believe this in my heart today. If the grace of God was not with me and me having any kind of direct connection with God, I believe that was my time to drop dead. And so I heard up and I tried to find somebody that I can talk to. I just started walking down all the aisles. The store wasn't even crowded. I was just trying to find anybody just to say, how you doing? Good morning. Anything that would get my mind off of that death. And by that time, an old lady came by. And I said, good morning. I was so glad. I never been so glad to talk. That's why I respect old folks today. I was so glad to talk to that lady because that was my time, I believe. My mind was so embodied into that thought that I was going to die. I was going to die without no gunshot, no nightstand, no beating. This was so, and I never will forget that feeling in my heart. And how scared I was, and I didn't have nobody to talk to, and I knew something about God, but not that much about God. Y'all follow what I'm saying? I always have talked to God, but at that particular time, and sometimes, let me tell you, you can even be with God and get those kind of thoughts, and it still can take your mind. And you don't believe me? That's not who we like we are, because it overtook us. It overtook me, but by that old lady, thank God today. And I was like around 20 something. That's before I had children. So Zachary was here, and I thought about that. I said, you know what? Just think, if I had to die right, no Zach. No Arden, it might have been somebody else, but it wouldn't have been no Zach and no Arden, just the Arden and Zach that's the hill every day. It wouldn't have been them. But God made this old lady sure. And I just wanted somebody, let me tell you, if you ever get in this state and it can hit you, don't think you so strong. You don't need nobody. You see, I had God, but you know, God was my faith. God was my believer. I mean, my faith wasn't strong in him, and my belief wasn't strong in him. It's like that. It's like that little girl that was laying in the bed, and her mom would come and kiss her every night, kiss her, and say good night, and she leave out the room, and she turn out the light, and she leave out the room, and she would do that every night. But this one night, hallelujah, this one night, guess what happened? This little girl felt this fear come on her. And she told her mom, she said, Mama, I'm so scared right now. She said, baby, don't be scared. Don't be scared. What? She said, I don't know. I just feel really, really scared here. And I never felt what I'm feeling right now. I'm saying this to let you know, this can come upon you. I don't care how strong you are. You might think you're strong. I'm letting you know. It can happen. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much. You can be a doctor. This can come up on a doctor. This can come up on a lawyer. This can come up on an older person, a young person. This can come up on anybody. When that mind train get trained in that thought, that thought is about to blow up. That thought is about to come to a head if you don't do nothing about it. And the little girl said, "Oh, mommy," she said, look, mama. She said, I just don't feel so good right now. And mama said, "Don't worry, baby." She said, and she kissed, she said, "Everything's gonna be all right." And so she got ready to walk from the little girl, walked away from the little girl, and she walked, and she got to the door, and she was going to cut the light off. And the little girl said, Don't cut the light off. Don't cut the light off. Listen, don't cut the light off. Don't cut the light off. Don't cut the light off. You know, when people die, they see a light. And when they see that light is a sign that death is there. You know, and so that light is so bright, it was ever so bright, it's brighter than it ever was. And sometimes that light is so bright to just give you a fear, especially if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know if you're going to heaven, or if you don't know if you're going to hell, it becomes so strong and fearful. And the little girl said to my mom, "Don't cut the light." She said, she walked away from me and said, Don't worry, baby. I know I've been coming in here every night and giving you a kiss, and everything was all right, but I know that you're aware right now, and because you're aware right now, let me leave these words with you." She said, mama said to the little girl, she said, when the mama said to the little girl, "Everything's gonna be all right. God is with you." That's what the mama said to her. God is with you. Don't cut the light off. God is with you. And then the little girl said, "Mom, I know God is with me, but I need somebody I can see and feel. This is life, y'all. You need somebody. I told you, if I had not talked to that old lady, I would have been gone. It might have been my time. But God made sure that I understood that I don't know the time, I don't know the hour, I don't know the minute, but guess what? It's on its way. So I'm trying to tell you, you big strong man, you fine woman, I'm telling you, I don't care how fine you are, and I don't care how much of a muscle you have, young man or old man, there's a time in your life where you're going to be all by yourself, and there's not going to be anybody around you, and you're going to need to talk to somebody. So what you have to do when it comes to a state in your mind and in your heart, nobody is that. You're going to have to trust God, even in the life. Whatever the calling is in the life, you're going to have to know that in that life, God is with you. So give God some praise for this Easter Sunday. Quit playing with yourself and thinking you so strong, and you all that and a bag of chips and some orange juice and an orange soda, whatever it is, and a pickle on the side. You ain't nothing without God. And resurrection, so you and I can be in the church today, so that we can have the option to call on his name in times of trouble. He said, the day you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. But guess what? You know I'm near you. So what I'm trying to tell you today, you got to be a witness. That's right. You got to be the witness. If you can't tell your story or witness your story, tell a story that you can witness to somebody, guess what? You don't have nothing that you can stand on in the later days. Man on the left, man on the right. The one on the left or one on the right, the other way you want to say it, they say, "Hey, if you God, why you don't call yourself down? Why don't you just get down from that cross and save yourself?" And then the man on the other side said, "Hey, do you know who you're talking to? You ain't just talking to anybody. You're talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that's going to die for you, and the one that's going to be buried for you, and the one that's going to be resurrected for you. You don't know who you're talking to." And then the thing said, "Hey, you don't know who you're talking to?" And then Jesus looked over at the thief, and he said, "Hey, I see you got an understanding. I see you know you need me. I see you know you can't go to heaven without me. I see that that is a day in your life where people are going to wonder about you. And then, and sometimes you got to tell another person. You see, the other thing you got to tell the other thing, hey, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Another thief had to tell another thief that. Do you know who you're talking to? Remember, Jesus was between the two thieves. And so, yeah, the two thieves talking with each other. One didn't believe in God, and one did believe in God. And all three of them were going to die.
Recognize.
All three of them were going to die.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, they broke their legs, the one on the left and the one on the right. But Jesus told the one on the right, because right is always Jesus, always filled with good things. He told the one on the right, he said, hey, this day, I'm going to die. You're going to die. The thief's going to die. He said, we all going to die. But this day, man on the right, you're going to be with me in paradise. Tell God the prayer.
It seemed like he didn't know what he was doing, but that early, I
Did he get up? Did he get up? And I'm glad to be a witness to Christ's resurrection. If you look at me, I'm a witness to the Christ resurrection. I just want to ask you to join me.
Hallelujah.
I just want to ask you to join me in this great resurrection. If you don't know him, this is your time. This is your time. I didn't even know where I was going to go this way, but this is your time.
Yeah.
The doors of the church is open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.